This sedition of the Ridley Report brought to you by mail-do-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. The latest victim of the authorities in New Hampshire, Wesley Gilraith. You can write to him via mail to jail, and they will send your letter straight from your computer to his jail. mail-do-jail.com, something that rhymes with com. Now, Ian Freeman over at Free Talk Live had, I think, mentioned he is seeking advice for how to take the Free Keen movement to the next level. Now, the first step that he took when he started trying to grow the movement in Keen, the Liberty Movement, was to just try to get more people there. And just focus on growing, don't worry about ruffling feathers too much. And so it seems like after a few years, that's pretty much been accomplished. Quite a few people have flooded into Keen. And it does seem like it is time to take the next step. The sloppy, brave fighting that's been going on so far to try and get attention, that's pretty good, you know, for numbers gathering. And you don't have to worry as much about ruffling feathers. But it's time to move these, you know, it's really time to move these folks into another, it's time to move into another phase. Not that I can move anything anywhere, but I certainly can answer the question of whether there's some ideas. There are some better ideas. One thing that I think the Free Keen has not focused on enough is the validity of using the legislature against the local government there in Keen. And this has been a golden opportunity that's been missed over this last year with a conservative legislature. They would be itching to cause trouble for the liberal government in Keen, and no one's really done anything with it. It's very easy, though, to have a bill submitted, or to just go to a friendly legislator and request that a bill be submitted to cut funding for some program or another that's tormenting the Keen residents. I don't think it's wise to go and try to make a law against hurting you guys, you know, or a law that says government can't do X, Y, Z. That doesn't help much because the government ignores those laws. But you could go after the funding, or you can try and repeal some law that is giving power to Keen authorities that are abusing you. Maybe it would reduce power to all kinds of other authorities along the way, and that's fine. But the authorities don't respect you because you're not fighting back with any kind of... It doesn't seem like you're fighting back smart at all. You're just, it's all knee-jerk, you know, on the spot, fight where the enemy tells you to, instead of fighting on ground of your choosing. It's like some of you guys are, you know, you're violating Sun Tzu as though he were some kind of $10 hooker. You're supposed to, if you're listening to Sun Tzu, you choose the place, the issue upon which to fight. You don't let the government do it for you. So many events don't seem to be planned. There's no warning that they're going to happen. There's no insurance that there's going to be cameras. It's just all off. A lot of it is just off the cuff. One lawyer I was talking to said, you know, he would not help any of you guys on his own money. He was willing to help me on something. It was actually very generous. But he had no interest in helping any of you because he didn't, I don't know, I guess he thought you were not picking the right issues. You were not making any kind of effort to pick winning issues. And you're sure, I mean, I support your rights, whether you are picking a stupid issue or a smart issue, but it's just so much more efficient, so much more helpful if you can actually take a battle to the authorities that that the public will support you on. You know, one idea I had, though, I think that might be kind of, this is pretty outside the system, so maybe some of you will like it, but I thought it would be kind of fun. If I were a Keen activist and I wanted to just kind of ruffle feathers of some bureaucrats, I would probably stand outside the Superior Court, kind of like you guys are doing on the sidewalk. But I don't think I'd sing. I think I'd just say shame over and over again. And, if every time a judge was going to court, he had to deal with people outside, you know, on the sidewalk, just saying, shame, shame, shame. And, you know, the sheriff, too, or whatever. I think that would be kind of powerful. It'd make a lot of good videos. But anyway, that's all I can think of. Just a few ideas off the top of my head. I had others, but I'm at the 5-minute limit, so I can't think I don't think I'm going to have time to say them. Anyway, this edition of the Ridley Report brought to you by mail-do-jail.com, something that rhymes with com.